Kedefim Ches from the bottom of Memzayin Rebbeis, four lines up. We're in the middle of Machlokes Rebbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish of Kinyan Mos. Reish Lakish said that there is no such thing midaraisa as being koinah b'mos. It's always going to be a kinyan b'shicha. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, midaraisa mos is koinah. But midrabanan, we have this issue that we don't want you making a kinyan without mashicha because we're afraid of nisafu chitecho baliyah. So says the Gemara Tanan. Has this fit in halacha? We had our mission. The mission had said, Aval amru misha par midara mabo hu osli par misha oime midibure. We said if someone backs out on a deal that he made, so it works, the Mishnah had said, but if you do it, you get some sort of klala. We'll talk more about it in a few minutes. You get some sort of klala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was pareah from the Dor HaMabul, who obviously were chayev on chomos and gezel, etc., he will be pareah from this person who is not oimid in the dibur that he made. He doesn't stand by his word. So what is that? What is the pshat in that halacha? Yema pishma mos kainis, if you say midiraisa, so once you pay, really, midiraisa the kinyan works. Chazal don't say it shouldn't work for whatever reason they say it doesn't work. But midiraisa works. That's why you get this klala called aval. Makes sense, because midiraisa you close the deal. Midiraisa you're actually stealing. But on a deraisa level, once you pay for the chefetz, the chefetz is yours. When the meicher backs out because the price changed, on a deraisa level, he's stealing. So it makes sense that he gets such a klala. If you hold that Reish Lakish, that there was never a deal in the first place. We agreed, but we never made any sort of kinyan at all. What do you get this big klala for? So what are you going to say? Mishum Dvarim? Just because they made an agreement, even though there was no kinyan whatsoever according to Reish Lakish, just the verbal agreement is enough to give you this klala called aval? Says Mishum Dvarim, Mikoy Baval, just with a verbal agreement, do you get such a klala like this? Vatan, we have the following braisa. Rabbi Shimon says, Afa pisha amru talis kaina dinners of, as we said, when you make a kinyan mishicha on the object, in this case a talis, the other person is mechuyev to pay you money, in this case gold money, but we said gold would be considered money on its own. Vein dinners of kaina talis, but if you make a kinyan on the money, you're not kaina the chefetz, because most are kainas. Vikomokam kacha halacha, that is the halacha, but aval amru misha par mianchi dar mabel, mianchi dar flago, mianchi sedoim, this clause a little bit more detailed, so going through a whole list of history of people who have not been oimid b'dibur and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished for them. Anshadar Flog, Anshadar Stoim, Vamayr, Mitzrayim. Maybe we can add on our own anti-Semites list if you want to as well. All that. Who asali par misha eno oimid b'diburoi. So that's the klal of Misha Par. But, says of Shimon, v'hanoisev enoisin b'dvarim, if you didn't actually make any kinyan whatsoever, you just had a verbal agreement. That's all you had in place. Loikana, there is no kinyan. V'achoyzer, but if you back out in that case, Ein ruach hachamim noichei menu. So the chamim not happy about what you did, but it doesn't say you get aval. V'yama rava anu ein lanu ela ein ruach hachamim noichei menu. All this means is that they're not happy with you, but the level of curse that we had called aval, misha para, what we call, that does not apply to someone who just has a verbal agreement. So it seems clear that if you have some sort of kinyan that works on a deraisa level, maybe, so then we get into the category of misha para. But if it's just a verbal agreement without any kinyan, then it won't be misha para. It's just, ein ruach hachamim noichei menu. We're not happy about it, but don't get to the madrega of klala. So how's Reish Lakish going to learn our Mishnah? So tomorrow, no, I'll explain it to you. Dvarim ve'ika ba'dayu mo'ayis koi ba'aval. Even according to Reish Lakish, that the money did not make a kinyan. But if you made a verbal agreement, and it led to a maisa, Rashi said, even though the maisa has no halachic enforcement whatsoever, the maisa is money, and according to Reish Lakish, the money deraisa has no enforcement. But the maisa, you did a pa'ula, you did an action based on to solidify your agreement, and then you backed out in the agreement, then you reach the madrega of this aval and misha para. But dvarim v'leka ba'dayu mos, if you make a verbal agreement and you don't even do a maisa whatsoever, even though the maisa is not relevant, but you didn't do a maisa, then loikoy b'aval, then you only get to the second madrega, the lower madrega of ein ruach hachamim noicha himenu. So even according to Reish Lakish, that mos and okinus, it's enough of a maisa to get you into the category of misha para. So according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you're still going to end up with a misha para of someone who backs out on the deal. And Rabbi Yochanan replied more deraisa. According to Reish Lakish, at least you did a maisa that led to it. Rashi then addresses over here a point he has not brought up yet, which is, okay, so after all this, what is the practical halachic nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Both of them say most don't work. Rabbi Reish Lakish says doesn't work deraisa. Rabbi Yochanan says it works deraisa, it just doesn't work through Rabbanan. So what is the practical nafkamina? Rashi says the practical enough can be in a case you mekadesh an isha. If you mekadesh an isha either with the chayfetz or with the money, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that dvar Torah most kindness, so midaraisa that money is yours, and therefore you can be mekadesh an isha with it, maybe. But according to Shlakish, you have no kinyan whatsoever. Other mafreshim say other nafkamis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, remember, midaraisa money works and meshicha does not work midaraisa by a kinyan of mekachu memker, right? Only money would work. Meshicha is a takana d'rabbanan. So they talk about a case. Meshavur brings it down. What about if you buy your lulav and esrog before yontif and you don't pay for it? You said to the guy, I'll get to you later. I'll pay you later. So you made a kinyan meshicha, but you never actually made a kinyan mos. You didn't pay the meicher of the lulav and the esrog. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you never did a kinyan daraisa on it. And that can be a problem of lachem. Therefore, it's very advisable when you buy lulav and esrog before Sukkot, we're here before Pesach, but keep it in mind, when you buy lulav and esrog, to make sure you pay before, and so you get the kinyan daraisa of Yechanan, and then, of course, you have to make a kinyan darabonin as well on top of it.
The market paid his supplier.
You don't. You're right. You don't know who you're buying from. You have to be careful. You have to make sure it's Yerai Shemai. Amar Rava, kra umasnisa mesayel reshakash. However, I have a pasik, and I also have a braisa, which is very much mashma like Reish Lakish, that most are not kind of deraisa at all. We have an interesting pasuk. Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Vayikra, the pasuk is talking about what we call a shvuas pikadon. The pasuk says, "V'dabar Hashem Moshe Lemer, nefesh kisechto ma'amal b'Hashem." If a person makes a d'atzir avera and he's ma'amal b'Hashem, which means making a shvua, v'kicheish ba'amitai, and he denies to his friend some money that he owes him. And then pasuk says examples. Pasuk says bepikadon, so you gave him something to watch. He claims he doesn't have it. Oybe says shumas yad. Shumas yad means you lent him money, and he denies he owes you the money. Oybe gazel, he stole something from you, and he denies that he has it. Oy oshak es amitai, which means that you owe him money because he owes you money because you worked for him, and he refuses to pay you. So you have four cases of pikadon and gezel, which is an actual chefetz that he took from you. And then we also have a case where you owe him money either from a halva, or he owes you money from the halva, or a case where he owes you money for working. The pasuk says a matzah aveda or an aveda. Then the pasuk says, "V'haya ki yechta v'ashem." If you make the shvu and it turns out you're guilty, so then v'heishav es gzeila, you have to return the gzeila asher gazal. Or you say oishak es oshak, or you have to pay back the money you didn't pay from the work that he did. Or you say pikadon shehav kenitai, or you have to give him back the pikadon that you're supposed to be watching. Or saveda shematza. Now, if you pay attention carefully, in the pasuk that says about returning the money, it skips one. It doesn't say oishashumas yad. Shashumas yad is when you lend money and you deny that you owe the money. So why does the pasuk list four or five cases, actually, of things you would make a shvu on, but then when it says to return the money at the end of the parsha, it only talks about four of them. It doesn't talk about the fifth one. This is what the Gemara is going to focus on. So it says Rava like this. So what are these things? So it's Tumas Yad. And the problem with Tumas Yad, Rashi says, is that Shumas Yad is he didn't take any money from you. You lent him money, and that money is his, right? When you borrow money from someone, it becomes yours, and you can go spend it whatever you want. You owe money back, but you don't owe this particular money. Rashi learns that you would never make a shuas pikadon on something that you don't have a physical chefetz that you're denying. A pikadon or a gezel, when it's a physical chefetz, then there's a shvua. When it's just a hischaivus of money, you wouldn't make a shvua. So what's bechlal the case of shumas yad? So the Gemara says, "Amar chista kuin shiicha leikli la'avase." We're talking about a case where the guy said he's going to pay you back, and he put it on the side like a mashkin. It's not really a mashkin, seriously. He just said, "I'm going to pay you back from that chefetz I have over there. Apples, I'm going to pay you back apples." Okay, but no one ever made a kinyan on those apples. He just said he's going to pay you from the apples. Okay, Oshak, what about the case where you owe money for he worked for you and you didn't pay his wages? Here, well, there also you have the same issue. There's no chefetz that he's denying. So, Amrav Chistakon, Sheyichalek, Kli Oshke, same idea that he said he's going to pay you back the workers with this particular chefetz, whether it be the fruit that they worked on or whatever it happens to be. Now, V'chia Hadre Kro, when the pasuk says you have to return the money when you get caught, it doesn't say in the pasuk you have to give back the chefetz that you meyached for paying back the loan. Why not? My timer. You know what the reason is? Of course you owe the money. You owe the money. You borrowed money. You owe the money. He worked for you. You didn't pay him. You owe the money. The question is, do you have to give back that specific kli? Remember, we said we're talking about a specific kli. So the person said, I owe you the money. He put a kli on the side. I'm going to pay you back from that kli. Then you come to collect the money. He denies it, makes a shvua, and he's caught. Okay, so he's caught. First of all, does he have to give that specific kli back or not? Or does he have to just pay you whatever he's supposed to owe you? For the fact that the pasuk does not say that he has to return the shumas yad, it's mashma that he has to pay the money he owes you, but he doesn't have to give you that kli. Why not? Because what type of kinyan did you make on that kli? You never did a kinyan mashicha. All you would have done is a kinyan monos of the hischaibus. He owed you money, so he made ke'ilu. Instead of giving you the money, he's going to give you a kinyan on that kli. So it's ke'ilu, you paid him money for that kli. Says Rava, you know why you don't get that kli back? Because you never made a kinyan mashicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that you made a kinyan mos on that kli should be yours. And you could be able to demand that specific kli back. But according to Reish Lakish, you never made a kinyan mashicha on that kli. You only made a kinyan mos. A kinyan mos, according to Reish Lakish, doesn't work. Says Rava, that's a gevaldik raya. That's why the pasuk does not say that you have to give back the kli by Sishum Asyad. Because you never made a kinyan mashicha on it. You only made a kinyan mos, and it doesn't work. Samalayer of Papa Rava, nice raya, but Emi Aishik Udahadra. Maybe the Torah, look, we have two cases in the pasuk which are similar. We have the case where you owe money because you borrowed money. We have a case where you owed money because you worked and you didn't get paid back. In both of them, there was no actual chafetz. In both of them, we said you have to say the ukimta is when the person said he's putting aside a chafetz. And then the Torah says by the case of the Aishik that you have to give back that chafetz. So maybe the Torah just meant you have to give back the chafetz by the case of Oshek by not paying the worker. And also, of course, you have to give it back by the Avla. It just mentioned one out of the two as examples. But the Torah actually means you have to give it back. Says the Gemara, maybe me Oshek u dahadrikra. Says the Gemara, and then still you would see the opposite then. Then you would see that there is a kinyan on the chafetz without making a kinyan mashiach at all. So if anything, maybe now it's a kasha Reish Lakish. Why do you have to give back the actual chefetz if there's no kinyan on the chefetz except for kinyan mos? According to Reish Lakish, that's not a kinyan. So Gemara says, no, I could get out of that. Hachamai eskinan, gotcha not lumi menu v'chazri efkidu etzlai. Maybe the case is not when you made a kinyan mos on that kli. Actually, he gave you the kli as payment. He then took back from the kli. You said, okay, thank you for paying me back. I don't even know where to put it right now. Can you watch it for me till I come back later with my car? No problem, I'll watch it for you. When you come back to get it later, he says, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have it. So really, the money he's denying now is not money related to the halva, or not money related to the work. It's just a pikadin, says the Gemara. So how do pikadin? So trey gavni pikadin. Maybe the pasuk is just giving you two examples of pikadin. One is a classic pikadin, and one is a pikadin that was a result of money that you owed or money that you were supposed to have worked for. So it still doesn't answer the question. At the end of the day, you're going to be forced to say that both these cases are a case where there is no chefetz, that there is a chefetz, but the chefetz actually had a regular kinyan meshicha. So then why does the Torah not say that you returned it? It was a matav shach. If we have both cases in the reisha, and it's really a pikadin, then it should have both cases in the seifa, and you should say you should return both of them. So I'll tell you what. If the Torah would have said, you're right, if the Torah would have said that you're supposed to return both of them, it would have no riot to Reish Lakish, no riot to Rabbi Yochanan, because one of them would say, you're talking about where you made a kinyan mos, Rabbi Yochanan would say, and that's why you have to return the chefetz. And Reish Lakish would say, it's talking about where you did this kind of kinyan mashicha, and then you gave it to him to watch. But now that the Torah went out of its way to mention both of the cases and when you took it. But on the returning side, it doesn't mention both cases. Why not? So, that's actually a riot to Reish Lakish, that it must be the Torah is hinting to us that there's actually two different cases going on here. One is a case where you made a kinyan on the chefetz, then you do have to give back the actual chefetz. And one is a case where you did not make a kinyan on the chefetz, in which case you don't have to give back the actual chefetz. And that's exactly what the pasuk is teaching me. That without a proper kinyan mashicha, the chefetz does not have a proper kinyan, because ma'os is not kindness. Said Marbar, the Shumash Shadlai Hadri Kwa. You tell me the pasuk did not say you have to return the case of halva v'atanya. Amar b'shimin minayin litin es amar l'mayla l'mata. Even though the Torah only said you have to return one of them, it actually means just like the Torah said you have to make a shvu on both, you also have to return both. D'chsev oy mikol asher yishav alav l'sheker v'yamar of Nachman Ravo amarav l'rabbis the shumas yad lehishavin. that being marbe, that even though the pasuk doesn't say specifically you have to return the shumas yad, it's a drasha from the pasuk that of course it means you have to return that as well. Now, if you return it as well, it must be you made a kinyan on it. So, what's going on? It says marbe hejami aladrika. You're right. There's a drasha. But this is very interesting. The pasuk saying, for the fact that the Torah didn't say it specifically, it only say it through a drasha, and a hint in a drasha, the Torah is telling you, says Rish Lakish, that there's a difference. There could be a difference on the cases. If you made a kinyan on the chefetz, then of course you have to return it, the specific chefetz, you made a kinyan mashicha. But if you only made a kinyan mos, then you don't have to return the actual chefetz. You have to pay the money you owe, but you don't have to make the actual chefetz, because mos ain't as kindness, and you never actually made a proper kinyan. So we still have somewhat, it's not a perfect raya, but somewhat of a raya from this pasuk to Reish Lakish, that the reason you don't have to return the chefetz is because you only made a kinyan mamon, and a kinyan mamon is not considered a proper kinyan. Mas nisan. So that was Rav who said we have a pasuk and a brisa, which is mashmal like Reish Lakish. The pasuk we dealt with already. What's the brisa? Minolan. The sanya. If someone has money of hegdish, so when you have money of hegdish and you spend the money to buy a chefetz, once you buy a chefetz, you are now over me'ila on the money because you use the money to make a kinyan to buy something else. So the sanya. Nostan la balan. If you take money and you give it to someone to buy a ticket to go into the bathhouse, to go to the mikveh. Okay, so the brisa says, Mo'al. In that moment, you buy the ticket and he lets you into the bathhouse, you're over Me'ila, because now you've spent the money. V'yamarav, Dafka Balak. That's Dafka by a case of a bathhouse. Because there's nothing to do a kinyan on. It's just access into the bathhouse. Once you pay the money, then you're kind. Avomidi achriti the mechasu meshicha. If you go take the hegdish money and you buy apples, in which case you're not kind of the apples by giving the money. You're only kind buying the kind of the apples when you make a meshicha on the apples. So the loy mal adamasha. Then once you make a meshicha on the apples and then you pay the person the money, then when he gets the money, you're over meila. You see what? You see that the paying the money itself is not a proper kinyan. It's only when you pay the money and do a mashicha that it's a proper kinyan. Okay.
Why didn't Mila buy Balan?
Because Lamaisa, you might see the money. You might see the money for access. Over there, you're not buying something, you're getting access. And that works. Vatanya says to Gemara, wait a second. Nasal Sapar, what if you give money to get a haircut? Everyone's getting a haircut this week. What if you give money to get a haircut? So over there, it's not just access. Over there, the person has to do an activity for you. So Ma'al, you are over Me'ila for paying. Says Marva Sapar, Abayel Mamshech Tispiris. By a sapar, money shouldn't be enough. It's not like getting access into the mikvah. By a sapar, he has to do something for you. He has to do the action of getting a haircut, make a kinyan on the scissors, whatever you want to say, but there's an activity that needs to be done. So the Hakamai Skinner, you're right. When the Bryson says you're mauled by the sapar when you pay, but sapar nochri, the lava mashichu, that's talking about a goy. By a goy, there is no kinyan mashichu, because the pasuk is ikona miyada misecha. Only by a yid, there's a kinyan mashichu. By a goy, there is no kinyan mashichu. Vashakash is moided by a goy that the money itself makes the kinyan yifa you be over me'ila as soon as you pay. Tanya Namiyachi, it says in the Brisa, Nasla Sapar, if you give money to a barber, or the Safan to go on a boat, or the Chobal Yom, there's anybody who's going to do something for you, Loimol Ademashach, whatever it is that he has to give you to do for you. So the Makashan Adadi by the Sapar, Elav Shamina, Kamba Sapar Nachi, Kamba Sapar Yisrael Shvamina, depends if we're talking about a Goy or Yid. By a Goy, there's a Kinyan Mos, by Yid, you need to make a Kinyan Mashiach. V'chenemar of Nachman, Dvar Torah Mos Kainas, Midya Raisa Mos Works, and he actually found a brisa. So he said the opposite. He said Dvartos most does work. What is it? Not like Reish Lakish, like Rabbi Yochanan. Because we just brought a brisa that supported Reish Lakish. Now I'll bring a second brisa which supports Rabbi Yochanan. V'ishkach, he says in the following brisa, Nostan l'siton. What is a siton? Siton, we know in modern Hebrew, is a wholesaler. So normally a wholesaler, let's say he's selling apples wholesale. So then he makes a deal with these little stores, and they buy off him a quantity of apples over the season. They don't take all the delivery at once. They take every week, he gets a delivery. And they don't pay all at once. They pay up front a little bit of amount, and then they get the delivery over the year. So if they pay with Mos Hegdish, let's say they order over the year 500 kilo of apples, and they pay, decide up front that they're going to pay a small amount of money, and then every week they pay a little bit. Once they give that little bit of money up front, they're over Me'ila. Now why? Why are they over Me'ila at all? That Lamaisa, it's only going to be a little bit amount of money they're paying for. Nasal Siton, Mal, you're going to be over the Me'ila right away. Must be, even though you didn't do any Kinyan Mashiach on all the fruits, just giving the money on a Daraisa level is going to make a Kinyan. Now, just point out, very important point. We said according to B'Yechon, even though Moses is kind of a Daraisa, But the Rabbanan, it's not koina. So why are you over me'ila over here? So some of Farshim say that Lamaisa, even though they say most is not koinus on a Rabbanan level, but Lagabi Dine me'ila, it does work. So they keep that in place. Other Farshim say that even though we said most ain't no koinus, that means the object you're buying, you don't own yet. But the money you gave, you gave. And over here, the me'ila is on the money. So once you give the money, the money's gone already. And therefore, you're over the me'ila. Lamaisa, we see in this Braisa, that once you pay the money, even though you didn't make a kinyan on the fruits, you're over me'ila, which means most kindness. It says, my ela kasha le reish lakish. So this price is a taka kasha on reish lakish. Amach reish lakish, amani reish shimini. Remember, we said yesterday that even reish lakish agrees that reish shimin holds most kindness with their ice. So any price you bring is a kasha on reish lakish, I can actually easily get out of it and just blame it on reish shimin. So he'll blame this on reish shimin also, and therefore you have no reish. So the ma'isa, we come out of definitely machlokes tanoyim lechaira, whether most kindness, the reish or not. Avil amar mishapara, itmar. Abaya Amar Eduye Madinale. What is this idea of Mishapara? So Abaya says, this is just a built-in halacha. The halacha in the Torah says, if you back out on your word in a case where you do a ma'isa, or a case where you actually made a kinyan mos daraisa, according to Yochanan or Shlakish, you should know, by the way, you should know you're going to be getting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of business. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of Eduye Adinale. Rav Amar Melayet Laitinale. It's a lot worse than that. It's actually a curse. Bezdin gets up and issues a curse on the person if he doesn't stand by his word. It's actually a curse. Says the Gemara, Baya Amar Aduye Adiminale. You just tell him. Dixiv and Nasi Ba'am Chalei Sar. You're not allowed to curse people. Nasi Ba'am Chalei Sar. Anybody doesn't really mean just a Nasi. It means anybody who's an upstanding member of the Jewish faith. You're not allowed to curse. And therefore, you're not allowed to curse such a person. So the Torah has a punishment that each person is going to get. But you don't announce it specifically in Beis Din. Rav Amar Meleit Latinali. No, you actually curse him. Dixiv Ba'amcha. Nasi Ba'amcha Leisar. Ba'isa Maisa Amcha. Only when he actually is part of Amcha. If he's keeping a Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, then you're not allowed to curse him. But if he's not a Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, like in this case, where he's backing out on deals, then you curse him in Beis Din. We'll see in tomorrow's daf that the Gemara says you actually give him a choice. You have a choice now. Either you can accept this klala, or you could stand by your word and go back and pay the money you were supposed to pay. You have a choice what you want to do. And therefore, according to Abaye Smashri, you don't have a choice. It just is what it is. But according to Rabbi, you actually have a choice. Says the Gemara, how do I know that it's a klala l'chayra? He says, the Rav Chiya bar Yosef, right? He was an Amir. The Yavle Zuzi Amilchi paid money to buy some salt. L'saif Ayav Leim, see, he didn't pay money. They paid him money to buy salt off him. The price went up. So he was getting shortchanged. It's not his fault. It's not anybody's fault. They made a deal. So also came to Rabbi Yechanan, and he went to Rabbi Yechanan, and he wanted to know, can I back, Pashup Shah sounds like, he wanted to know, can I back out on the deal? Can I renege on the deal, and then I can sell my salt to somebody else and get more money? So Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan said, Zil Havlu. No, you have to be Amir B'dibur, V'loi kibolach Mishapara. If you don't do it, you're going to get Mishapara. Now, what does this mean? Says the Ma'aviyamet, if it's just like Abaya, that just you're informing him just to make sure he's aware of it. So Reb Chiya bar Yosef bar Eduyu, you have to inform Reb Chiya bar Yosef. It's Tam Chacham. You know it's called Tarakula. He doesn't need to be told that Zalacha called Mishapara. Must be it's a Raya, says Rava, that it's not just you're telling him, but it's a curse. So what? Elamai Malayat Latina, it's a curse. Reb Chiya bar Yosef also Kabuli Leitusa the Rabbanan said, what's he doing over here? If he knows Kol Tarakula, he knows he's not allowed to back out on a deal that he already had a handshake and paid money even. So then, what? He's coming to Beis Din to get a curse? What, the whole story makes no sense. The Reb Chiya bar Yosef would back out on a deal. Says, Ma'ela, you're right. It's nothing to do with what you're telling him, whether you're cursing him. You missed the point of the story. Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Irvun hu diyavle. They did not pay all the money. We said, you only get Mishapara if you pay money. They only gave him a down payment. So now the question is, where's the Mishapara over here? Who the Avle? Who suffer Kenegda Yukaina? He said, look, they wanted to buy off me 500 shekel of salt. They only gave me 100 shekel. Okay, now the price goes up. 100 shekel of salt I'll give them because that's what we agreed with and they paid for. And therefore, I can't back out on that because I get Mishapara. But the other 400 is just Naisim and Naisim Midvarim. They didn't do a Maisa. And we said, if you don't do a Maisa, maybe it's Enruach HaKam Noiche Menu. But there, we don't get to the level of Mishapara. And therefore, if we don't get to the level of Mishapara, I want to take that 400 of salt back and I'll sell it to somebody else. No, can I get Kulo Yikainer? V'yaychen said, no. Once you give a down payment, the Mishapara applies on all of it already. Remember, the whole idea of Mishapar, according to Reish Lakish, for sure, was that you did a Maisa. Even though you didn't make a kinyan, you did a Maisa. A Maisa on part of it is a Maisa on all of it. According to Biyachin, it makes a lot more sense. According to Biyachin, you actually made a Daraisa kinyan maybe on all of it, and therefore you're going to get Mishapar. So the question over here wasn't a question of telling him or cursing him. It was a question of what is the nature of the Mishapar in such a situation. So Itmar. Irvan, what happens in this exact case? Someone puts down a down payment. So Rav Amar Kenegid, Kenegdoi Hukaina, you're only kaina for what you pay for. And so remember, depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about a Kenyan Karka, or we're talking about a Kenyan Metalton. If we're talking about a Kenyan Karka, so when you put down, if the Karka is worth 1,000 shekel, and you pay 600, so says Rav, you only make a Kenyan on 600 shekel of that Karka. Okay, so you're making a Kenyan on part of it. Obviously, if you make a deal and you say that this is only a down payment, I'm making a Kenyan on the rest of it, you could do that. But stam, otherwise, if you pay, you only make a Kenyan on the part you pay. If we're talking about metaltlin, where the money is not kaina, but the money is kaina, the Rashi and the old Mishnayim call it, the money is kaina lemi shapara. Right? So therefore, by paying the money, now he said he's not allowed to back out on deal. If you back out on deal, it works, because there actually is no real Kenyan yet, though, right? So they're abundant. But once you pay the money, now you get included in the klala we talked about of Mishapara. So it says, Rav, if you have something that you're paying that was cost 1,000 shekel, metaltum, and you paid 600 shekel of it, you only are Mishapara on that 600 shekel. On the other 400, you might be Mechusar Amana, it's not such a good thing, we'll see in tomorrow's daf how that works, but definitely not Mishapara, only on the part that you actually paid for. Rabbi Yechirama, like we just said, King Agid Kulu Kaina. No. When you put down a down payment, it's a down payment on all of it. It's not a down payment on part of it, and therefore you make a Kenyan on Karka on all of it, and you get a Kenyan Mishapara on Metaltlin on all of it. Meisvei, the Gemara asks a very interesting question from an interesting Brisa. Hanoisen Irvon Lechaver. Now, in this case, we're not talking about an Irvon we've been talking about till now. Till now, we've been talking about an Irvon that's a down payment. Okay. Now we're talking about the beginning of this price. We're talking about an irvon that's a guarantee. Sometimes you want to buy something, you want them to hold it for you. So they tell you to give us some money. Now that money is not necessarily a down payment. Okay, that money is a guarantee. It's a different function of the money. So in the ratio over here, you're putting down money as a guarantee. I know it's an irvon lechaver. This is the way Rashi explains the sugya. So you're putting down money as a guarantee. And the following deal is said, verbalized, between the meicher and the lekeach. So the lekeach says, if I don't come back, I put down not a down payment, I put down a guarantee. If I don't come back in, you know, 6 weeks to buy the object, you can keep my money that I put down as a guarantee. And the Meicher says, if I back out on the deal, I don't supply you with whatever I said I was going to supply you, then I'll pay you back double what the Irvon, the guarantee money you put down. So now, over here, there's no real ischaivus to pay that double. There's no real ischaivus to lose the money. This money was not Kenyan money. We said it was guarantee money. So says the Gemara, so the first time it says, Niskayim Atanai, Hatanoyim. It works. And if he doesn't supply the crops, he has to pay double. And if the lekeach backs out, he loses his guarantee. Give Rabbi Yosi. That's Shittas Rabbi Yosi. Why? Rabbi Yosi, the Tamei Damar Asmachta Kanya. We have machlekes in Shas in a few places by an Asmachta. Normally, the classic case of Asmachta is like gambling. Okay, when you say you're going to bet on a game. So why do you bet on the game? You bet on the game because you think your team is going to win. You don't assume it's going to lose. It turns out your team loses. Do you actually have to pay the bookie the money? So if you say asmachta loy kanya, that means you never really intended to pay the money. The only reason you gambled is because you assumed your team was actually going to win. So it's not a real intention to make a kinyan. It doesn't work. Rav Yaisi says no, asmachta kanya. You made a deal, and you absorb the risk. And if you lose, you lose. Therefore, in this case, if the lekech and the meicher put down this guaranteed money, and one said I'll double your money, and the other one said I'll lose the money if I back out. If they lose it or whatever sides back out, you have to be scammed tonight. Yehuda says no. Yehuda says asmachta loy kanya. Yehuda says dayu sheyikne kineged ervunai. Even when you put down this money, the guaranteed money, you don't have to pay double. You don't lose the money. But, he says, that money you put down does at least work as a down payment. Because it doesn't work as a guarantee, because the guarantee is asmachta loy kanya, but it does work as some sort of a down payment that at least whatever little bit you paid, you do get, have to keep that part of the deal. And Amar Mishnah Gamliel. Now comes Mishnah Gamliel, which was Nogea Arsiga, a regular down payment, not a guarantee. Amar Mishnah Gamliel, Mamedva Mamorim, is Vancha Amalai Arvoni Yakun. If you say, I'm giving you this money, as we said, as a guarantee, but I'm giving it as Yakun. Rashi learns Yakun means that I want this money to purchase everything that I'm trying to purchase. Now, that doesn't work. because I'm only giving you 10% of the money, of the value. So clearly that doesn't work as a real purchase. The only question is, does it work as an asmachta for this knas kind of thing that you're putting in place? B'Yosi says it does. B'Yuda says it doesn't. Aval, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what about a case where I'm not putting down the money as a guarantee or anything like that, or trying to make a false kinyan out of it? I'm putting down what we call a down payment. I'm paying part of the transaction. Avamachal, I say, it cost 1,000. Then he agrees to pay right now, I'll pay you 500 as down payment. So it works. You owe the money, you have to pay the money, fine. But the kinyan works, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, my love, who are din the metaltlin? The mistama kanulu kuloi. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was talking about a case of karka, bias, where you could actually make a real kinyan of kesef. But l'chaira, says the Gemara, the halacha would be the same by metaltlin. Not that you're kaina the metaltlin, but you're kaina l'misha para. And therefore, if you put out a down payment, and now you try to back out on the deal, not only are you not allowed to back out on the money, on the part that he paid you for, you're not allowed to back out on any of it. Because once he gives you the money on partial payment, that already makes misha para that you're not allowed to back out, and you get the klala on all of it. So malay, naftafka. Metaltun de mestama laikani. Could be my metaltun, it doesn't work. And you're not going to get misha para on the part that you did not pay for. Umayshno, what's the difference? The words are very simple. Karka de bekaspa konile mamish. Karka, when you're paying the money, the down payment, you're making a kinyan, mamish, on the karka. You own the karka, so kanile the kule. So now we say, once you're using it as a kinyan and a down payment, it's not only kind of the part you pay, it actually makes a kinyan on all the rest of the karka. Of course, you owe the money for it, but the kinyan is a real kinyan, it works. But the money you're paying for the metaltun, which we said is not a real kinyan money, all it's doing is being mechayev you in this klala called misha para loikon le kule. Then, since it's not making a real kinyan, it's only making a partial kinyan, then we're going to say that no, it's only making a kinyan of a misha para on what you paid. It's not making a kinyan misha para on what you didn't pay. So we're coming out now. There seems to be a machlokes that if you partially pay for karka, then it would work or not. And maybe even that's better. But when you partially pay for metaltalin, then you're only going to be misha para on the part that you paid for. You're not going to be misha para on the rest. We'll start the next sugya. This question is, because we know as halacha that if you owe money to someone, a halva, comes shmita, you don't write a prosbul, so shmita cancels the loan. The halacha normally is, though, if you have a mashkin in place, so a mashkin is ke'ilu, the leiva, right, the malva took from the leiva a mashkin, it's ke'ilu, the loan is already paid off. He doesn't have to go collect the halva, because, right, the whole halach of Shemitah is lo yigos. You're not going to force him to pay you now. I don't have to force him to pay. I already have a mashkin. So you have a mashkin in place, you don't have, Shemitah would not cancel the loan. Pashup shah. What if you have a mashkin on part of the loan? Same kind of question. So says the Gemara, let me cut the line. Hamav is chaver ala mashkin, v'nichnas a shmita. Now you get the shmita. Ava pisha ena shava ela peleg. Even though it's only worth, the mashkin is worth half the loan. Ena mishamet dibi b'shin gamliel. Shimon says it does not cancel the loan. Now it's not clear from Shin Gamliel yet. Does that mean it doesn't cancel any of the loan? Or does that mean it only doesn't cancel the part of the loan connected to the value of the mashkin? Hold on. If you da nasi, I mean, no. If haya mashkin connected alvase ena mishamet v'imlav mishamet. If the loan was worth the mashkin, yes. If not, no. Now, what does this mean? What are they arguing about? So, my enem is shamed to come with Shin Gamliel. First of all, let's understand what Shin Gamliel said. Shin Gamliel said, if you have a mashkin, even online partially, it does not cancel the loan. So, ilemi kenegdoi, if he means it only doesn't cancel the part connected to mashkin. The part not connected to mashkin, Shemitah does cancel. Okay, so then what is Rabbi Yehuda arguing about? Rabbi Yehuda holds even the part connected to mashkin gets canceled? That doesn't make any sense. B'chad Yehuda nasi sover l'ach paga nami mishamet. What's the purpose of the mashkin? The whole reason you're taking a mashkin is that ke'ilu you paid off the loan, and therefore Shmita doesn't cancel it. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you take a partial mashkin, even that partial amount doesn't get canceled, then what'd you take it for? Ella must be. Ella lav shmamino. My enim mashamet to come to Shin Gamliel. When Shimon says it's not mashamet, he means enim mashamet kulay. If Shimon says even if it's a partial mashkin, already that covers the entire loan, and it's either the entire loan is not subject to the halachas of Shemitah. For my mashamet to come to Yehuda Nasi, when Yehuda says it does cancel the loan, it's the hach palga, the loy nakala mashkin. It's going on the half. the money that's connected to Mashkin, everybody holds Shemitah, does not cancel. The Machlokes Yehudim Shimon is on the rest of the money. Ubahakam Ifrig, and they're Dafka arguing on exactly the point we're discussing. The Shingle Mil Sabe Keneged Kula Hukana, Yehudim Nasi Sabe Keneged Dayukana. That's exactly our point. And just like they argue whether the Mashkin covers the whole loan for Shemitah, they would argue whether the down payment covers the whole Metaltlin for Mishapara, and also maybe for Karka as well, whether that case of things. So the Chayyav, this question of a down payment covering the entire object for Shemitah, for Taltlin, for Mishapara, and for Karka is really a Machlokes Tanoim. All right, we'll stop here. Pick up here. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.